Well, here is a man whose name is John. And John is with Smith. But John is also Smith. You see, John is John Smith, and he's the son of Smith. Now, Christ became the Son of God. Originally, he was not the Son of God at all. Originally, he was a separate being. How did he come into existence? Well, he was not born. God didn't create him. He has always existed. I can't explain that. I can't understand it. Your mind can't understand it. But it's true. And you can't understand anything else either. Try to understand the opposite, and you can't do that. God has always existed. The Word has always existed. Without father, without mother, without descent. Having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but having always existed. My mind can't receive that, neither can yours. But that is a fact, whether you can accept it or not. You have to begin with that. And that is the beginning of everything, God. God with a great supreme mind. God who could plan and design. God who could think it out. God who could produce. God who is creator. Who could bring matter into existence where there was no matter before. Solid matter like a table, hard. Grew from the ground out of a tree. This happened to be wood. Well, here's metal. It's hard, too, but it came out of the ground. Now, God created matter. I don't know how God created matter. He probably created it out of spirit because God is spirit. Nevertheless, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, it says in Genesis 1, verse 1, the beginning of the Bible. But the word for God there that Moses wrote, when it was originally written by Moses, was Elohim. And Elohim is a uniplural noun. And Elohim means more than one person forming one God. Like the word family, more than one person. The Anderson family might be two persons, a husband and a wife. Might be five persons, husband, wife, and three children. And I've known families with 12 children. With a father and mother, which means a family of 14. But it's one family, not 14 families. And God is one God, but God is more than one person. Most people can't understand that. Some people think God is in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I can't go into that today, but I can tell you that that is 100% false, and I can prove it to you. And I've already written that proof, and it's in writing. But here was a man suddenly created now, and God said, let us make man after our image. He made cattle after the cattle kind, dogs after the dog kind. Let us make man after the God kind. Man was made after the God kind, and yet man was not made of the same composition as God. God is composed of spirit. God is a spirit. John 4:24. Man is not a spirit. Man is flesh. So God formed man, Genesis 2:7, out of the dust of the ground. This table came out of the ground in the form of a tree. And they finally cut it down and they refined it and came into lumber. And they made a desk out of it. The chairs you're sitting in came out of the ground, one way or another, whatever the material is. Man came out of the ground. And God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils, just like animals, the breath of life. It goes down into the lungs, and you breathe it out again. The lungs filter out the blood as it passes through the lungs on the way back to the heart. and the blood of a person, the Bible says, is the life thereof. But also the breath is the breath of life. And God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. That's the only life you have. And man became a living nephesh, or a living soul. Now, the Bible says animals became living souls too. But most people overlook that because they translated the Bible into English where it says animals were creatures. But man was a soul. But the original was inspired by God through Moses to say both are nephesh, they're both the same. So 6,000 years ago, there was Adam formed as an adult. Now, I don't know at what, corresponding to what age he would be. He was only a few hours, maybe a minute or so old when he was created. But I would say he was about what we would call about 30 years old. But there he was with a brain and a mind as yet unfilled with knowledge. And Adam needed knowledge. But he had not gone to school and was a full adult man. And he had not been educated. Now God talked to him that Friday night. We'd call it Friday night today. They didn't then. And then on the Sabbath, God talked to him. And God gave him certain basic knowledge that he needed, and especially about the law of God. But in the Garden of Eden, where God put him, were two trees. Now, there were many trees in the garden, but there were two special trees that were symbolic, different from other trees. One was called the Tree of Life. Now, God did not create Adam with life. Isn't that a funny thing? He didn't create him with life. He created him with a physiochemical existence, the breath of life. You stop that breath, and in 5 minutes you will be dead. Try it. Put something that'll stop your mouth where you can't open it and can't breathe. Stop your nose where you can't take another breath, and there's nothing you can do about it. Have your hands and your feet bound. In 5 minutes you'll be dead, and there's nothing you can do about it. All right, you stop the heart from pumping blood. And it won't take you 5 minutes till you'll be dead. Your mind will go blank. You go into total unconsciousness. Now, God says that as an Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive, and it's appointed the man wants to die, but after this, the resurrection, so everybody who died is going to be resurrected back to life. That's because God has appointed it and made it that way. But otherwise, if God hadn't done that, you would never come alive again. You would be dead. You don't have life. You have a temporary existence. As long as you breathe air. As long as your heart goes. I turn over on one side in bed at night, and on the pillow, I hear my heart. And I can't stand that thump, thump, thump all the time, so I turn back on the other side. But any time that thumping is not going on, I'm dead. You know how long your heart's been pumping? Never stopping. Because if it stops, you're dead. My heart did stop once. I was dead. But by mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, they brought me back. When I was dead, I was totally unconscious. I didn't know anything about it except what they told me later after they brought me back. If anyone tells you they went to heaven or hell when they were dead and they were brought back, don't you believe them? They're lying. I know. I've been through it. Now, Adam needed knowledge, but he didn't have any knowledge in his mind, and he was made out of matter, and he had to keep supplying himself with fuel in the form of food and water that comes out of the ground to keep his life going. That's all that keeps your life going. You keep feeding it. What keeps the life of your automobile going? You have to keep fueling it with gas in the gas tank. You run out of gas, your car will die. You kill it, it dies. If you didn't have a spark, you could start it up again. You die the same way. And yet people do not realize how frail is this life, and that there is a purpose in this life. But Adam needed some knowledge. Now, he was created without any knowledge in his head. But he needed three kinds of knowledge. He needed knowledge to deal with things. Here was the earth. There were trees going to grow. He needed to know how to cut down trees and make wood, and make things out of wood. He needed to know how to grow vegetables and plants. There were animals. God had revealed and was going to reveal to him that some kind of animals are good for food and some are not. Outside of that, he had to create his own knowledge. But he had to deal with things and with animals. But not only that, God said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. He was going to have children. And he was going to have to know how to teach those children to get along with one another. And he was going to have to be able to get along with them himself. And pretty soon he was going to have neighbors, and he was going to have to get along with his neighbors. And he was going to have knowledge to get along with people. But he was made in the form and shape of God. Now, God has hands and feet. Animals don't. Animals have paws or hoofs. Birds have claws. They don't have hands and fingers. They couldn't make a watch. If they had a mind that could design it, they couldn't make a watch. They don't have hands and fingers. I happen to have a handmade watch on. This was made by hand. But animals didn't make a watch. And it took a mind. And there had to be knowledge. Now, man was made with the kind of mind that could acquire knowledge on his own. He could acquire the knowledge himself. He could create the knowledge. He could manufacture the knowledge to deal with things. But he did not have the knowledge to deal with people. And he was made to have a relationship with God, and he needed knowledge and something to deal with God and to have a relationship with God, and he was not created with that. Now in the Garden of Eden were two trees, and one is called the Tree of Life. Adam didn't have life. He had a temporary chemical existence. The other tree was not called death. It was called the Tree of Knowledge. It had something to do with knowledge now. I'm talking about knowledge here this morning. I have to remember what time of day I'm talking about. And when I'm on television or radio, I have to remember that I mustn't mention the time of day because I don't know when it's going to be broadcast. Anyhow, it's morning still. I better look at my watch. Because I'm taking time to talk to you. This is basic. This is the foundation of your education at Big Sandy, Texas, that you've come for. And I want to give you a good, solid foundation. Now then. Adam had a mind that was not complete. He did not have life, and there was a tree that would give him life. It was just symbolic. Some said, well, were there real trees? I don't know. I think there were. There probably were. The Bible says there were, so they must have been. But anyway, they were symbolic, and it's the meaning that is important. The other tree, it doesn't say it was the tree of death, but it says it was the tree of knowledge. It had to do with knowledge, the knowledge of good and evil. Adam had to make a choice. Now, if he had taken the tree of life, what would have happened? People gloss right over that. All you ever hear about this incident of the forbidden fruit is to ridicule and laugh about Adam's apple. Adam didn't eat an apple. They missed the significance and the meaning of it altogether. But God did say that if he took of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he would surely die. So it had to do with death. The other had to do with life. But the one tree had to do with knowledge. Now, did the tree of life have anything to do with knowledge? Did it? If he had taken the tree of life, what would have happened? All right, let me tell you. What would have happened is just what happens to us today. We have the tree of life open to us today. Now, Now, the tree of life was not open to Adam's children, to Cain, to Abel, to Seth. But it is open to us today. And that's something I'll explain tomorrow. We don't need to go into that today. But how does God give us life today? We don't have eternal life, and God offers it. How? Christ died, we've all sinned, and we've brought on ourselves the penalty of death just like Adam sinned. God said, in the day you take, or if you take of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will die. You don't have life. You have a temporary chemical existence. It'll run out, and then you'll die. And Adam took of it. He followed Eve, and Eve led him. And Satan got to him through his wife, Eve. And Eve started the ERA. And now they're trying to get it into motion again today and get it into the United States so women can wear the pants. And today they believe in 50-50 in marriage. There is no such thing. If the man is not the leader, the wife will be. One has got to lead and always will. It cannot work out any other way. Don't tell me there's any such thing as 50-50. It never works out. You just kid yourself if you think it does. If the man isn't man enough to be the leader, and be the leader in love instead of in harshness, the wife is going to. And she probably won't be the leader in love either. She will lead selfishly. Eve did. And that's the way life started, the first humans. So Adam took to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. What did he do? He took to himself knowledge, didn't he? If he had taken the tree of life, how would God have given him life? God wouldn't have just that quick given him life. He doesn't give you eternal life that quick today. Now, Adam had not sinned, and we have, but we have to repent of sin, and the blood of Christ forgives us. But even then, when you're forgiven, and now you're free of sin, at the time you're forgiven, at the time you've repented and accept Christ, do you get eternal life immediately, just that quick? No, you don't. God gives you the Holy Spirit. Now then, if you grow in grace and knowledge, and spiritual knowledge, and that's important, and if you endure unto the end of this life, then you will be saved, and you will be given eternal life. Now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God would not have acted any differently with Adam than he does with you and me today. Adam would not have gotten eternal life just instantaneously, because God is the same today as he was then, and he doesn't give us eternal life instantly today. So, Adam would have received the Holy Spirit. Now, when we receive the Holy Spirit, what is the first thing the Holy Spirit gives us? The first thing the Holy Spirit gives us is knowledge in the mind. I said Adam was created with a brain and with a mind, but unfilled with knowledge. And he needed knowledge, and he didn't have knowledge. If Adam had taken of the tree of life, he would have received the Spirit of God. Now, that brings up another thing. Stop right there a minute. I want to go back again to another subject now that fits in right there. How did God create man? In what way was he different from an animal? He was after the image of God. He was after the God kind. How did that differ from the animal kind? He had the same kind of life as an animal. In Ecclesiastes and in the Bible, you will find that as one dies, so does the other die. Man dies the same kind of death as an animal. He has the same kind of life as an animal. Through the breath of life, through the pumping of blood through a heart, all animals have a heart and blood. And when the blood circulation stops, and when the breath stops, they die. It's only temporary existence. Animals don't live forever. Man doesn't live forever. Now then, I'm getting down to knowledge.
Man had a mind to receive knowledge and had not received it. Did animals have a mind to receive knowledge? No. Well, then what's the difference? All right, they take brains apart today in the modern science of brain research, a new modern science of the last generation or so. And they find that the animal brain is precisely like the human brain. Did you know that before? Did you know that an elephant brain is bigger than your brain? It's bigger than a human brain? And did you know it's just as good qualitatively, of just as good quality, and it's made of the same kind of composition, in the same form and shape? They take a brain apart after the animal dies, and they take man's brain apart after a man dies. And they find the brain is exactly the same. Now, a chimpanzee, a same. Only a chimpanzee brain is just a little smaller. That's only relative size. But the brain is of the same construction, the same design, and made of matter. And yet man has a mind and an animal doesn't. An animal has instinct. Now, we have a dog at home in Tucson. In fact, we have three of them. If someone is coming, or an automobile is coming, before we hear it, I don't know whether the dog hears it or smells it, but the dogs know it's coming, and they begin to bark. Now, do the dogs think? Do the dogs think what to do? Do they say, now, wait, shall we bark? And do they have a conference with one another and decide, shall we all bark together? Or maybe we better bark. Maybe we better not bark. No, they just bark. They don't know why. They just do. Now, we have a dwarf goat, a kid, which has been growing horns in the last few months and has horns now. And if one of the dogs that has become kind of well-known, because I've mentioned it in the plain truth, Sir Hans Armstrong, he is a German Dachshund. A little dog. His favorite place is in Mrs. Armstrong's lap. And whether she likes it or not, he does, I tell you. And if Sir Hans Armstrong displeases Gretchen, the goat, Gretchen butts at him. Now, Gretchen doesn't think, shall I butt, shall I not? And the first time she butted at him, Hans looked at her and he was so astonished. Well, he never saw anyone butt before. Why does she butt? He doesn't butt. Well, Gretchen didn't know why she butted either. That was instinct in her. You see, animals are equipped with instinct. Humans are not. But humans have to think what they do. Humans have to learn everything we do. Your mind has to guide your hands, your feet, your fingers, everything that you do. It doesn't guide your heart. It'll beat automatically. But it has to guide your feeding yourself, and you have to think of a lot of things as yourself. And you have to think it out, and your mind has to direct your body. We have to be taught. An animal by instinct. A little calf born. Inside of 2 minutes, it's on all four legs and it can walk and it knows where to go. A human being, when he's born, can't begin to walk for about a year. The calf knows how to suck milk and where to go to get it. The human being knows where to go to get milk and doesn't know how to suck it at first. It has to be taught everything. You know that people have to be taught how to walk, how to sit, and how to stand? And if you want to see something funny, you just notice how different people walk so many different ways. Some walk sideways, back and forth this way. Some are galloping up and down as they walk. Others just walk along steady, just one step after another. Their bodies don't move except forward. The mind has to guide what the body does. Not with an animal. An animal just does it by instinct. They don't know the difference. Now, this all has to do with education. You came here to get educated. You're going to start the beginning of education right here this morning. So, God created man a little different from animals. The difference is that man was made to have a relationship with God. Man is in the image of God. God has a great mind, and God put mind in man. Now, what's the difference? Science says it's all in the brain, and yet the human brain is like the animal brain. But man has a mind and an animal doesn't. What's the difference? Science doesn't know. Science can't see. It's something that is not visible. Something you can't see, you can't hear, you can't feel, you can't taste, you can't smell. How are you going to know about it? You can only know as God reveals the truth. And God says there is a spirit in man. But God does not say there is a spirit in an animal. Now, he didn't say a soul in man. Man is a soul. God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils, and man of the dust of the ground became a soul. The dust of the ground became a soul. A soul is material. A soul is made out of matter. But spirit is not matter. And the spirit in man is not a soul. And the spirit in man doesn't give you the life. The life in man comes from breath, and that's physical. That's material. The life in man is in the blood, and that's matter, and that's material. Now, the spirit in man has nothing to do with giving you your life. The spirit in man is in the form of essence. Now, the word in the Greek language is pneuma. The word in the Hebrew language, as Moses wrote, is ruach, and as Job wrote, and as others in the Old Testament wrote, is ruach. And it's the same word that means air. It's the same word that means wind. And in the New Testament, it's the same word that means air or wind. And in the English language, it's spirit or it's air, depending on which. But in the Hebrew and in the Greek language, it's all the same. Now, take the Spirit of God. Some people say the Spirit of God is a ghost, a being. No. They say, well, but the Spirit of God, you see, is called the Holy Spirit, is called He, never it. Oh, that's not true. On the day of Pentecost, when the church was started, the Holy Spirit came in the form of, they could see, of flames of fire like fire like tongues, in the form and shape of tongues sitting on each one of them. They could see. But it's called it, not he. And they heard the sound of it, the Holy Spirit, it. Don't tell me that the Holy Spirit is always he. You know, over in Brickett Wood in the campus, and Sill, even though we don't own it any longer, Mr. Silcox is in charge of the grounds over there, and he's a Welchman. And he's a wonderful gardener. I mean, he's a good gardener. I guess only God is wonderful. But, nevertheless, in talking about plants, he says, he likes this and he likes that. Or she likes this and she likes that. You know, in different languages, they use the he or the she instead of the pronoun it. In English, we use the he, the she, the it. It's only a case of pronouns. It's a matter of language. But Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit as living water. Now, you can pour water. On the last great day of the feast, Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. He meant the Holy Spirit. Can a ghost flow like rivers of living water? The prophet Joel prophesied the day would come when God would pour His Spirit out upon all flesh. The Spirit of God can be poured. Can you pour a person or a ghost? No, the Spirit of God is not a ghost or a person. It's the Spirit is the power, the love that emanates from God, from His person. Everywhere, and in through the Spirit of God, God is everywhere in the universe, omnipresent. Now, in man, then, is a spirit, its essence, like water, like air, and it's in your body. And spirit is something you can't see. Now, the spirit itself can't think. Now, listen carefully, because scientists don't know this. Psychologists don't know it. Psychologists don't know anything about the human mind. If we have a psychologist here, I did ask in the faculty meeting in Pasadena if we had someone teaching psychology. Yes, we had one man. Well, I hope he got some of his knowledge out of the Bible and not all together in the university. Because in the university, they don't know what the human mind is. They think it's just a brain. If it's just a brain, we wouldn't have any more than an animal, except we wouldn't have as much. We wouldn't have instinct, and an animal does. But the spirit in man empowers the brain with intellect. The human brain has intellect. The animal brain does not. You explain the difference between human mind and animal brain any other way. You can't do it. But God reveals it in the Bible. God says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard spiritual knowledge. It doesn't come through the eye or the ear. What knowledge does get into your mind? How does it get there? The only knowledge that comes naturally into your mind is what comes through the eye, through the ear, through the nose, through the sense of taste, or through the sense of feel and touch. You don't know any other way that knowledge can come into your mind naturally. But, it says, God reveals by His Spirit spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge you cannot understand except by the Spirit of God. So now we come to verse 11 in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. What man knows, coming to knowledge now, what man has the knowledge, what man knows, human knowledge, the things of a man, except by the spirit of man that is in him. Now, that's not the spirit of God, that's the spirit of man, is in him. No man could have human knowledge except by that spirit. An animal doesn't have it, it doesn't know what a man knows. It can't think like a man thinks. Now, further, it goes a little further. Spiritual knowledge you can't see with your eye or hear by your ear. You can't feel it. You can't taste it. You can't smell it. How are you going to know anything about spirit? God reveals through His Holy Spirit. So the second half of the 11th verse of 1 Corinthians 2 is that in the same manner, no man can know the things of God or spiritual knowledge except by the Holy Spirit of God. God reveals them by the Holy Spirit. Now, Adam didn't have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, then, is the Spirit that impregnates us with life, but doesn't give you life immediately. You're only begotten. Every one of you were begotten, and when you were begotten, you were an embryo. 4 months later, you were called a fetus in your mother's womb. You still weren't born, but you were begotten. You had been impregnated. You had been begotten. Every one of you. Finally, after 9 months, you were born. You weren't born with the minute of impregnation. You weren't born for 9 months. When we receive the Spirit of God, that's an impregnation. We become heirs of God. We're going to be His children. But we're not born yet. You know there are a lot of born-again Christians? Are you a born-again Christian, any of you? How many are born again? Let me see the hands. How many are born again? Well, we haven't got a born-again Christian here. Well, thank God, you know enough not to raise your hands. I hope we have some begotten Christians here, though. Christ was born, the firstborn of many brethren. And we shall be born as He was by a resurrection, but not yet. He that endureth unto the end shall be saved, or shall be born then. Now this is truth. The world doesn't have truth. The religions don't have truth. The universities don't have knowledge. They don't have truth. They have false knowledge. They laugh at fables and myths, and they're full of it themselves. because they don't have true knowledge. Now, all right, let's get back to the Garden of Eden. Here was Adam with a brain that could receive knowledge. He had a mind, so he had a spirit in man. Job says there is a spirit in man. Romans 8 says, God's spirit, when we receive his spirit, witnesses with our spirit. So we do have a spirit in us that we are now the children, the heirs, the begotten children of God, but not yet born. But we're already children of God. I want to tell you that the embryo or the fetus in the womb of its mother is already the child of its mother and father, but it isn't yet born. I've argued that question around and around with some of our Greek students over in Brickett Wood. So there is a spirit in man. Now then, the tree of life was the tree. If Adam had taken it, he would have received the Spirit of God. God made man with a spirit in him. He was created that way already. He had a mind, but it was unfilled with knowledge. He had a mind that could acquire materialistic knowledge on its own. But he had a mind that needed to also acquire spiritual knowledge to deal with people, and the spiritual knowledge to have a relationship with God. And he didn't have that. But God offered it to him. That was in the tree of life. Adam could have taken it. He didn't. Instead, he says, I'll take my own knowledge. I'll manufacture my own knowledge with what equipment I already have. Just this one spirit I've got. You know, his mind was only half complete. He only had one spirit. He needed another spirit to go with it before he would be complete. Now, God also made Adam a male. But he wasn't complete. He needed a wife. And so God took out one of his ribs and made a wife to be complete. And he couldn't reproduce or have children or anything else till he had a wife. He wasn't all there yet. He wasn't complete. Well, he had one spirit, but he needed another spirit, the Spirit of God, to give him life. He only, the spirit he had didn't give him even the temporary existence he had. But to give him life, he had to have another spirit. That is the spirit that implants life in you. Am I making it plain this morning? I hope. I still have time. I'm taking time this morning. This is the beginning of your education at Ambassador College. You'll get others in the classes. If they don't teach along this line, they're not giving you the knowledge you need.